Elizabeth Warren, Race Matters, and We Need to Say So. By Michael Patrick Leahy on February 9, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, formally announced her candidacy for president in Lawrence, Massachusetts, on Saturday, stating that one of her major campaign themes would be that race matters, and we need to say so. It was a stunning statement of personal hypocrisy from the politician who, 33 years earlier, falsely claimed on her 1986 Texas bar registration card that her race was American Indian. The Donald J. Trump for President campaign quickly knocked that hanging curveball out of the park. Elizabeth Warren has already been exposed as a fraud by the Native Americans she impersonated and disrespected to advance her professional career, and the people of Massachusetts she deceived to get elected. Brad Parscale, campaign manager for the Donald J. Trump for President 2020 re-election campaign, said in a statement minutes after Warren made her announcement. The American people will reject her dishonest campaign and socialist ideas like the Green New Deal that will raise taxes, kill jobs and crush America's middle class. Only under President Trump's leadership will America continue to grow safer, secure and more prosperous, Parscale added. Beginning in 1986 and continuing for 18 years until 2004, Warren continued to falsely claim her race was American Indian, Native American, and minority in legally significant documents, as Breitbart News reported. At no time during this 18-year period did Warren present a single piece of documentation or genetic evidence to support her false claim of Native American heritage. Nor, apparently, did any of the institutions that accepted her claims demand any evidence to support those claims. The timeline of Warren's false claims of Native American heritage on legally significant documents begins in 1986, the year she signed her Texas bar registration card and declared her race to be American Indian. 1986 was the same year she claimed to be a minority in the 1986 to 1987 Association of American Law Schools Directory of Faculty, which was used at the time by most law schools as a recruiting guide for potential new faculty members. At the time, Warren was on the faculty of the University of Texas Law School, where her husband Bruce Mann was also on the faculty and considered a rising law school star. In 1989, 2 years after she was hired by the University of Pennsylvania Law School as a trailing spouse to Mann, who was hired by the University of Pennsylvania Law School at the same time, Warren declared herself to be Native American in a University of Pennsylvania personnel document. Several months after Warren started working at Harvard Law School in late 1995, Harvard recorded her ethnicity as Native American, according to university records reported by the Boston Globe. The records include a memo showing that Warren signed off on the change, the Washington Post reported on Thursday. Harvard continued reporting Warren as a Native American until 2004, the records show. Warren has never explained what happened that year to prompt the change, the Post noted. The Washington Examiner was one of a number of media outlets that caught the irony of Warren's Saturday proclamation on race, which it captured in this tweet. "Race matters and we need to say so," says Edu Warren, who recently apologized for falsely representing herself as Native American. "We can't be blind to the fact that the roles in our country have been rigged against other people for a long time. And we need to call it out." pic.twitter.com/djqm7fbwr8. Washington Examiner, ETS Examiner, February 9, 2019. On Wednesday, Warren hinted that more documents in which she falsely claimed Native American ancestry during the 18-year period between 1986 and 2004 may surface.